Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Mark Kay from The Mark Kay Show. You hear me every day at 11 a.m. on News 104.5 WOKV. First of all, thanks for listening to The Mark Kay Show podcast. Second, if you haven't yet, please subscribe to the Burrish Daily Discussion podcast and Jacksonville's Morning News interviews. And don't forget to head to iTunes or Google Play and leave a review. Thanks for listening.
A new breed of talk.
You can't stop Donald Trump by yelling and screaming.
His voice is your voice.
Cindy from Jacksonville, good morning, and thanks for calling The Mark Kay Show. David joins us from Ponte Vedra. Claudia in St. Augustine.
This is The Mark Kay Show.
Hey, Mark Kay, I think you're funny as heck. Only thing that needs to change is you need to be on for 2 hours every day.
Oh, sure, they'd love that. 2 hours of free labor instead of one. I know how. This is a conspiracy theory. I know exactly what you are planted by the management of the station to try to get me to. So, by the way, there's that other guy who called yesterday to complain about me stuttering and carrying on about nonsense. It's our only segment. So if it weren't the most popular, we'd really have an issue. But it was brainstorming things we could do throughout the week that would also be exciting, that would also be innovative, that would also, you know, get people, you know, to really tune in and say, wow, I can't wait for this particular segment to air. And yesterday we played around with the laugh track. That was all right. But today I thought we'd institute something I like to call Conspiracy Theory Thursday. Conspiracy Theory Thursday, because there's a lot of conspiracy theories that are existing, and every time there's a news story, what I'm learning is there's almost automatically a conspiracy theory or multiple conspiracy theories that go along with it. For example, the Austin bomber. As I was reading some of the stories about the Austin bomber, I realized there were 1,000 conspiracy theories that went hand in hand. For example, Alex Jones lives near the area where the bomber is from. People were saying that they were he was trying to target Alex Jones, trying to get a package to the InfoWars headquarters. I've heard that he's Antifa. I've heard that he's a Nazi skinhead. I've heard that this kid was a Democrat. I've heard that he was a Republican. I've heard that he was a Christian fundamentalist. I've heard that he was ISIS. There's so many. It's so difficult to keep track of them all that I thought we would dedicate an entire day to conspiracy theory. So if you have a good conspiracy theory that you've heard lately that you can back up, perhaps you have some proof, perhaps you're putting it all together. There's pieces of the puzzle. You just haven't been able to make the image yet. Then stick around, because later in the show, we're going to open up the phone lines to all you conspiracy theorists and hear what's really going on with the deep state. You know, what's deep down underneath the news, because the headline is the surface. We want to go below and we want to find out what the Illuminati are really doing to us on the daily basis. But before we get into that, man, can we talk a little bit about Donald Trump and Joe Biden? Because I don't know, dude, Joe Biden and Donald Trump, they've been going back and forth for years about, you know, whether Donald Trump's fit, whether Joe Biden's the should be president. And there, it always turns into physical threat. Do you remember Joe Biden back when during the election, he was talking to the University of Miami, I think, and he mentioned the locker room talk. Donald Trump was saying it was 2006, it was locker room talk. And Joe Biden was all, I'm an athlete and I was in a lot of locker rooms and nobody ever talked like that.
Any guy who talked that way was usually the fattest, ugliest SOB in the room.
All right, so there you got Joe Biden basically calling Donald Trump a fat, ugly SOB. And you know what? He gets applauded for it. Whereas when Donald Trump calls somebody a name, he gets basically raked over the coals. He gets, you know, the people are just, this is so unprecedented. This is the worst. Blah, blah, bliggity, blah. Well, Joe Biden's at it again. And just like usual, Joe Biden gets applauded for basically being a cyberbully. He's cyberbullying Donald Trump. And really, you might actually say that he's threatening the president, although that's a question we need to get into. That's a question we need to get into. Basically, what Joe Biden said the other day in a speech was that when he was in high school, hang on, let me get the actual quote here, because he basically said if he was in high school with Donald Trump, he would take him out back behind the gym and beat the crap out of him. Let me find the exact phrasing right here. But it prompted a response from Donald Trump via Twitter, of course, because that's how Donald Trump responds to everybody. Okay. Here's Donald Trump's response. Crazy Joe Biden is trying to act like a tough guy. Actually, he is weak both mentally and physically, and yet he threatens me for the second time with physical assault. He doesn't know me, but he would go down fast and hard, crying all the way. Don't threaten people, Joe. Yeah, basically what Joe Biden said was he would take, if he was in high school with Donald Trump, he would take him behind the gym and beat the crap out of him. And a lot of people are, you know, applauding it and saying, amen, and Joe Biden's great. And, you know, what other folks are saying, you know, you're kind of basically threatening the president of the United States. In fact, we got an open mic about that.
They need to send the Secret Service to drag Biden out of wherever he is and throw him right in a cell for threatening the President of the United States. If someone had done that to Obama, there would have been heck to pay.
There would have been. There's that word heck again. Funny as heck, heck to pay. I don't know. Apparently, heck is expensive and also very humorous. 340-1045. Here's my question, though. If you actually threaten somebody like the president, but in the past, for example, what he said was, if we were in high school together, he didn't actually say, I want to go down to the White House and I want to beat up the president. He said, if we were in high school together or back in high school, I would have kicked the you know what out of him. And my question is that actually against the law? Because you can't threaten the president. You can't threaten the president. Beat the hell out of him is what he said. You can't threaten the president and say, I'm going to go to the White House and beat him up. You can't be Madonna and say, let's blow up the White House. Okay. But what Joe Biden said is if we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him. Does that constitute a threat on the sitting president of the United States? 340-1045. Does a fantasy about pummeling some kid in high school, you know, and by the way, they could have been at the same high school because they're both super rich dudes from the New England area. But does that constitute a threat? If you said, for example, I met Donald Trump once in New York City back in 1992. And man, I wish I'd beat the crap out of him right there on the street. Is that a threat against the president, or is that a threat against the president before he was president? I don't, there's got to be some kind of convoluted legal mumbo jumbo behind it. There's got to be some kind of legal explanation as to threatening the president and threatening the civilian version of the president at some time in the past. Now, of course, a lot of people are saying that Donald Trump's being a cyberbully. All over the network news today, I was watching Morning Joe, I was watching Fox News. They're saying Donald Trump's a cyberbully. But is he really a cyberbully, or is he just defending himself against another attack? And I guess I can't call Joe Biden a cyberbully because he's just a bully. He said this in a speech. He didn't tweet it out anywhere. He didn't put it online. He didn't Instagram it or Facebook. And it was just in a speech. And he's giving a speech and offhandedly says, oh, by the way, back in high school, I would have taken the president out back and beat the crap out of him behind the gym. Beat the hell out of him. Sorry. Behind the gym. So that's not cyberbullying. That's just bullying. But when Donald Trump does it on Twitter, it turns into cyberbullying, and he turns into, you know, the worst president in the entire world yet again, the worst leader we could have. So unpresidential. So unpresidential. Is what Joe Biden's doing, is what he's doing and saying, also presidential? Because you know the man going to run for president. He's good. He's ramping up his campaign already. He's getting donors in line. He's getting people to give him endorsements. He's already putting his cabinet together. He's got, you know, Jill picking out drapery and stuff for the Oval Office, whatever. Is this going to come back and haunt him?
Any guy who talked that way was usually the fattest, ugliest SOB in the room.
I mean, he's basically right there. He's insulting fat people, ugly people, and SOBs. And I guarantee there's a lot of those three groups in the Democratic Party, and he's going to be looking for their votes. But has he just offended fat, ugly SOBs? Is that a voter block he's willing to just neglect? To just ignore? Does he think he has the votes with all the other segments of the populace? That he can afford to lose the votes of fat, ugly SOBs? And why isn't that considered bullying? Why is it when Joe Biden threatens the president or calls him a fat, ugly SOB, why is that folksy and charming and cool? But when Donald Trump goes on Twitter and writes a retaliatory response, don't threaten me, Joe. You would have gone down hard and fast, Joe. I mean, are we crazy? Why is that now bullying? What's the difference? I'll tell you the difference. One's President Trump and the other's not. 340-1045. What do you think? Is that a legitimate threat by Joe Biden on Donald Trump? And also, who would win in a fight? Who would come out victorious from behind that gym? Donald Trump or Joe Biden? 340-1045. Your phone calls coming up next on The Mark Kay Show. This is The Mark Kay Show. Thank you so much for joining me today. 340-1045 is the number. 340-1045 is the number. And the question today, who would win in a fight? Donald Trump or Joe Biden? Because they're throwing jabs back at each other verbally.
Any guy who talked that way was usually the fattest, ugliest SOB in the room.
That was Joe Biden back during the election. Now he's at it again saying, if Donald Trump and I were in high school together, I'd have taken him back behind the gym and beat the hell out of him. Which, I mean, I thought we were supposed to not teach our kids to, you know, that's not a real good role model. Joe, but whatever. So Donald Trump got on Twitter today and said, Joe Biden's threatening me. He's crazy. He would go down hard and fast. And also, don't threaten me, Joe. So there's a little bit of back and forth. You know, it's kind of I'm slightly entertained by it. On my Instagram, by the way, if you follow me on Instagram, Mark K, M-A-R-K-K-A-Y on Instagram, I set up a poll and I asked people who would win in a fight. So far, 80% of my viewers think Joe Biden would win in a fight. 80% picked Biden over Trump in not a debate, not a battle of the wits, knockdown, drag out street fight. 340-1045 is the number. This is Patrick in Jacksonville. How are you, Patrick?
Hey, good morning, Mark. How you doing today?
I'm doing good, man. What do you think? So here's Joe Biden and here's Donald Trump and they're fighting. Who wins?
I would bet on Trump. However, the bigger picture seems to illustrate Biden's gravitation toward fascism. Because if you disagree with somebody, you brown shirt them.
Yeah. Well, you know what he's going to call that? He's going to call that blue collar. That's the blue collar way. He's from this northern Delaware, Irish family, and that's how they used to settle their differences. But you know what? You bring up a good point. It is kind of that heavy handed, beat him down, speak loudly and carry a loud stick or whatever it is.
Absolutely. Carry your son over to Chinese and kiss their hind ends and make deals with them.
Yeah, all right.
That's basically what Biden's doing. But you could also bring back dueling.
Bring back dueling.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, like Alexander Hamilton and Aaron Burr.
Yeah, man.
Who would win in a duel? I don't even know. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. Steve, how are you, Steve? Thanks so much for calling the Mark Kay Show. What'd you want to say?
I'm doing fine, Mark. I'd just like to say Herman Cain, he was a nice fellow. I voted for him in the primary for president years ago, but I look forward to 11 o'clock because whatever I'm doing, whatever I'm listening to, I try to listen to you.
Oh, well, I appreciate that. And you're right about Herman. He's a great guy, class act. He would probably beat both of them in a fight if it got down to it. But what do you think about this whole thing? Biden versus Trump, who would win?
Well, Biden would lose, and I'll tell you why. Biden is a socialist communist. He hates America. And he set such a high family moral values. Let me tell you about Mr. Hair Plugs for Men Biden. He had a son that passed away a year or so ago. And his son's wife married his brother. That means the two brothers had both had kids. So being cousins, they went to stepbrothers and sisters.
It makes it awkward, doesn't it, at the family reunions, I imagine. But, there was a closeness, and they were grieving and something, and it's tragic what happened to his son, Bo. Definitely tragic.
But you know, they act like, we know better. You're so stupid. You're just a little voter. We'll do what we want for you.
And
you'll like it. But the other thing I wanted to say, too, is I would like to see you 2 hours as well, and, you know, right up to Rush at noon. But I'm glad things have changed a little bit, and I wish you well. And it's a pleasure to listen to you. And you take care, my friend.
Steve, I definitely will, and I appreciate you too. And thanks so much for the kind words. And you know, call anytime and shower praise on. That's great. what a difference a day makes. Paul from Mandarin, how are you?
Well, Crazy Joe strikes again.
Oh, yeah.
And what do you expect from the same guy who once said, quote, "Why is it every time I walk into a 7-Eleven, I see an Indian behind the counter?"
you know, it's when Joe Biden does it, it's okay. How come when Donald Trump does it, he's horrible. He's worse. So unpresidential. But Joe Biden threatens to kill somebody or beat them up at least. And, that Joe's a good guy. 340-1045. What do you think? Who would win in a fight, Joe Biden or Donald Trump? More of your answers coming up next on The Markay Show.
You know who I think should fight? Biden and Obama. Because they would never actually fight. They would just spend 8 years talking about it.
Yeah, plus they're in love with each other. So they would have more of a, that would be more of a lover's quarrel than it would a knockdown dragout. What's up, everybody? This is The Markay Show. My name is Markay. Thank you so much for joining us. If you ever want to leave an open mic, but it's free to do. You just go to the App Store, you download the News 104.5 WOKV mobile app, select the open mic feature, you can record up to 30 seconds and send it in. You can say whatever you want. And if it's, you know, not too, there's no wordy dirds, we'll play it on the air. 340-1045 is the number 2. I got an email about this topic, and the whole thing is there's this like schoolyard bullying going on with Joe Biden and Donald Trump. And for whatever reason, I mean, I know the reason. I know you know the reason, so I'm not even going to get into it. But Donald Trump always is the bad guy. Without any kind of instance or any kind of aggravation, Joe Biden, in a speech the other day at the University of Miami, said, they asked me, would I like to debate this gentleman? And I said, no. If we were in high school, I'd take him back behind the gym and beat the hell out of him. So Joe Biden doesn't want to debate Donald Trump as civilized grown men do. He wants to go back in time to high school, take him back behind the gym, and beat the crap out of him when nobody's looking. That's how Joe Biden reacts. So Donald Trump, of course, tweets out, Crazy Joe Biden is trying to act like a tough guy. He's actually weak. He threatens me for the second time. He doesn't know me, but he would go down fast and hard, crying all the way. Don't threaten people, Joe. So that's what's going on this morning. And, you know, everybody, my question to you is, number one, is that a threat against the president? If you say, I would like to beat up the president back before he was president and he was in high school, is that actually a threat against the president? And number two, in that scenario, who would win? 340-1045. This is Karen in Jacksonville. Karen, thanks so much for calling the Mark Kay Show. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you, Mark?
Oh, doing great. Thanks so much for calling, Karen.
Well, I know that the threat is there to take him behind the bar. I think it's very juvenile and immature of him.
Of Joe Biden or of Donald Trump?
Joe Biden.
See, because you bring up two points. You bring up two points that I hear people all the time saying Donald Trump's juvenile. I hear people all the time saying that Donald Trump is immature. Donald Trump is a bully. But you never hear those same words being used against Joe Biden, who in this case is the aggressor.
Right. Right, absolutely. And I think that Biden really, you know, probably shouldn't run. Did you hear about the new book that's out, Secret Empires?
I did, yeah.
You did? He wrote Clinton Cash, too. And I was just looking at an outline of it the other day after I had heard about it on the different shows and hearing him talk. And, I mean, I was, you know, it's no surprise to me that all of our politicians are filling the pockets of their families, but it really was a surprise to me that Biden had his son on Air Force Two when he went over to China, And his son did business over there with the Chinese and established a new contract or whatever.
You know, this is perfect. This is perfect for Conspiracy Theory Thursday, which we're going to get to here in just a minute, because there is, a very popular theory about the Illuminati. And people always assume that the Illuminati are just rich Americans or even rich Europeans, but they're not. They're all over the world, supposedly, according to the theory. And you go to China. I mean, if you want to control the world, if you want to make decisions that affect the world, you have to work with the Chinese as well. And you're right. According to this new book, there was some kind of back and forth with Joe Biden's son, some Chinese businesses, and official business on Biden's part. So, no, look, nobody's squeaky clean. If those who are among you without sin, let ye cast the first stone, Joe, is all I'm saying. Got an email from Susan Barber, who wrote, if it was one-on-one, I say Trump would win in a heartbeat. But you know Biden. He would have his stupid little buddies jumping in, and they would gang jump him just because that's the type of person he would be. Bullies don't fight their own fights. They do it in a pack like animals. Which is an interesting point. Would Joe Biden, he'd have his cronies all around. You'd have Obama cheering him on and Hillary in the background probably. And, whoever else, Jill would be in the back, just laughing. But, Donald Trump, he doesn't really have any. He doesn't have anybody. Who's going to come to his defense? Mike Pence? Mike Pence is a Christian conservative. He's not going to fight. He's going to turn the other. He's going to get down on his knees and pray that everybody stops fighting. That's what Mike Pence is going to do. So, you're absolutely right. A great point. This is Chuck in St. Augustine. Chuck, thanks so much for calling the Mark Kay Show. How are you?
Hey, Mark. Hey, listen, Trump probably wouldn't even show up. He'd send his boys out there to take care of it. Biden would show up and there'd be three or four guys from, the club.
From the old neighborhood, yeah.
Yeah. That would, be a quick ending.
Well, I was talking to Candace and she was saying, Joe Biden probably does have like a lot of thugs on his side. But look, Donald Trump, people forget he's from New York City. He worked in the construction industry for 45, years. And I don't know if you know who runs that industry, but they're not the nicest people in the world. So I'm sure he's got some favors coming to him, or maybe he's picked up a thing or two about dealing with hard heads like Joe Biden. Greg from Green Cove, how are you?
Good. How you doing?
Hey, we're good, man. Who would win in a fight, Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Donald Trump would win because crazy drunk Uncle Joe would be too drunk, be wailing his arms like an orangutan, and Trump would just stand back and pop him and done deal.
I don't know. I don't want to talk about the man's alcoholic problems. I mean, everybody has a drink or nine every now and then. There is this video going around on Facebook about it, like some kind of kickboxing arena in Thailand or something. And there's just two guys, and one guy's jumping around and doing somersaults and doing these roundhouse kicks and standing on two hands. And finally, he flips around, and while he's in midair, the other guy just punches him in the head and he drops down. And I imagine that's probably how the fight between Donald Trump and Joe Biden would go. Daniel from Callahan, how are you?
How you doing, Mark?
Hey, we're good, man. What do you think? Who would win in a fight, Joe Biden or Donald Trump?
It'd be Donald Trump.
Why do you think Donald Trump would win?
Well, he handles Stormy Daniels. You got to be in shape for her.
Allegedly. There's some kind of gag order. All right, probably gag order is not the appropriate. So some kind of, what do you call it? Like, never mind. 340-1045 is the number. 340-1045 is the number. Yeah, I'm still not clear on whether or not this constitutes a threat, because we did get an open mic from a guy.
They need to send a Secret Service to drag Biden out of wherever he is and throw him right in a cell for threatening the President of the United States. If someone had done that to Obama, there would have been heck to pay.
And is that true? Does this constitute a threat on the president? If you say, had we been in high school together, I would have taken him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him. Does that constitute a threat on the person that is in the office today? 340-1045. Martha, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
Great, Martha. What do you think?
I believe that Biden needs to shut his mouth up, because the liberals don't even know what they're talking about. They go around bullying people. The liberal does. It's not the conservative. And I believe they need to shut their mouth up and let the president run the United States and just let the country be taken care of by Trump.
You know, when it's the liberals or the Democrats talking tough, though, it's just that's what it is. It's tough talk and it's folksy and it's cool and it's refreshing. But when Donald Trump does it, it's bullying. You know, it's like when my wife and I argue, she can yell at me. But when I yell back, it's like, why are you yelling at me? And I'm because you yelled first. 3401045. Quick break. When we get back, more of your phone calls. Oh, by the way, the Instagram poll that I have, we're now at 50-50. If you want to go on Instagram and vote, it's Mark K on Instagram, MarkKaye. The poll is right now 50% Biden, 50% Trump. So it's dead even money. Who do you think would win in a fight? More of your phone calls next on News 104.5 WOKV. This is the Mark K Show. Thank you so much for joining me today. 340-1045. And who knew today when we woke up that we would have to spend an hour talking about former Vice President Joe Biden and current President Donald Trump and who would win in a fight? But that's exactly where we are. When you have Joe Biden come out of nowhere and threaten the president with physical violence as a teenager, when you're not even talking about beating up an adult, he's talking about beating up a kid. Back in high school, I would have taken Donald Trump out behind the gym and beat the hell out of him. That's what he was told. That's what he told a group when he was asked, would you want to debate the president? Nah, I don't want to debate him. I had to take him out back and beat the hell out of him. And that's on top of something he said. Remember, he said this during the election.
Any guy who talked that way was usually the fattest, ugliest SOB in the room.
So now I've got a message from Troy Crawford who wrote, Mark, why not address the real issue? Joe Biden's comments about President Trump, he's stereotyping all fat people as bullies. And that's exactly what he's doing.
Any guy who talked that way was usually the fattest, ugliest SOB in the room.
And I'll tell you what, speaking on behalf of all fat, ugly SOBs, we are not all bullies. Okay, Mr. Biden, that's all I'd like to say. 340-1045. So the question is, who would win in a fight? This is Donnie. Donnie, thanks so much for calling the Mark K Show. How are you?
Good, Mark. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, man. Hey, what do you think? Who would win in a fight?
Donald Trump would kill him. Did y'all see WWE when he knocked that guy out?
Oh, yeah.
I think Trump. The problem is Michael Obama's boyfriend, Michael Obama, would be the one to watch out for. But Obama in a fight, that's the biggest sissy there is.
All right. Okay, you know what? We got an open mic about that, too.
Donald Trump would definitely whip Biden for sure. I mean, look, he's got WWE experience. Come on.
He did. He took out Vince McMahon at WrestleMania 23. Hostile takeover. Remember, that's classic. I have that on DVD. It's a collector's edition. This was the clip that somebody went in. Remember, they put Hillary's face on it, or CNN's face on it, rather. And Hillary would be wishful thinking. And they spread that around, and everyone was all, oh my God, I can't believe Donald Trump retweeted this. He does. He was in the WWE. He took out the CEO of World Wrestling Entertainment. So you know what? I forgot. There's definitely something to that. Holly from Jacksonville, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Mark?
Great, Holly. Who do you think would win in a fight?
Well, there's no question. Donald Trump is a winner. Losing is not an option. His whole life, all he's done is win, win, win.
That is, you know what? Him and DJ Khaled. That's exactly right. All they do is win, 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 no matter what. And it's proven. Joe Biden was never president. Donald Trump is. The Democrats are not in the office. Donald Trump and the Republicans are. He's a winner. Self-proclaimed. Just right up there with Charlie Sheen. Holly, that's a great point. That's a great point. Thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. 340-1045. Hey, Rich from Jacksonville. Last call. How are you? Rich, you there? Oh, no. We can't end with that. That's a horrible last call. We can't do it. Ben from Columbus, Ohio. Ben, you're in Columbus?
That is correct.
How are you?
When you were filling in for Herman Cain, and I've followed you ever since on iHeartRadio. You do a great job.
Oh, well, Ben, I really appreciate it. We're going to have to get on in Columbus somewhere. Listen, let me ask you a question. Who would win in a fight, Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
I'm going to be corrected by some boxing aficionado, but I think Joe Frazier was famous, and Trump should tweet, he go in three.
Okay. I think I got it. All right, there you go. And on that note, we'll call it quits. Hey, thanks so much for calling. Thanks for listening up there in Columbus, Ohio. And don't forget, you can listen on any of those apps. You can listen on our app, the News 104.5 WOKV app. And if you want to relive any of the magic, we do have a podcast on iTunes and the Google Play Store, the Mark K Show podcast. The news is next. followed by Rush Limbaugh. And we'll be back tomorrow. Tomorrow's Fake News Friday. Put it in your calendar, folks, right here on News 104.5 WOKV.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.